Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. The Northumberland Land Trust says it has a memorandum of understanding to acquire 142 acres of land near Rice Lake. The property features significant woodlands and water features that exist on the property to extend all to the adjacent properties to the north and east. The property will be called the Hillside Nature Reserve.
So it's the agreement between the landowner and the land trust to do our best to work toward a protection of the property through donation of the property from the landowner to the land trust. And so it's basically a promise from both organizations that this is going to happen.
Now, how does that differ from, a different acquisition that you've recently made?
Sure. So because this is a land donation and the land trust is not making any sort of purchase of the property, we are able to sign this agreement fairly early on in the process that basically means that we don't need to fundraise for purchase costs, so the process is much more doable for the land trust. We still need to fundraise for, in this case, around $80,000 to secure the property, go through the process, and put some money into our stewardship endowment fund for future care of the property. So there's still fundraising involved, but it's not in the hundreds of thousands of dollars range. So that's how it differs from any property that involves purchase.
So just describe the property and its features and why it's attractive.
Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. I've been lucky enough to visit myself. And first of all, it's got incredible views of Rice Lake, a wetland complex called the Stony Creek Wetland Complex. It's part of the Oak Ridges Moraine, so it's got the rolling hills and the treed valleys. It's stunning. The property itself does have provincially significant wetland habitat that drains into Stony Creek and then Rice Lake. It has significant amounts of interior forest, about 60 acres. So that's forest that has at least 100 meters between the interior of the forest and the edge, which is really important for certain species, especially species at risk, birds, for example. It's got regenerating forest around that interior forest, which acts as a really important buffer ecology-wise. And it's got a little bit of open field that's regenerating. It's very diverse. It's just incredible.
So how did this deal come together? Did the landowner approach you guys, or just describe that process, please?
So the landowner in this case is extremely conscientious and has been exploring protection of her property for many years. She actually approached Northumberland Land Trust many years ago for initial consultations, but at that time wasn't ready to commit to the process for a variety of reasons. She talked to Oak Ridges Moraine Land Trust, which also acts in this area, and we actually worked cooperatively with Oak Ridges to bring this property into our roster at Northumberland Land Trust. And so she spent many years sort of being diligent and making sure that she was finding the right solution for her land. And she talked to us earlier this year, maybe even last fall, and we went out for a visit with our land acquisition committee and instantly knew that it was a piece of land that we would be happy to help protect. And so now we're going through the severance process where Lori and our staff are working together to get the house portion of the land severed off, which she'll maintain ownership of the house and some acreage around it.
Now, I know back in May, there was the land trust was at the Allanuck Haldeman Township Council meeting.
Yes.
There was a discussion about two properties in the township. Is this one of them?
It's actually not. This is a third one. So
okay.
We've been very busy in Allanuck Haldeman lately.
Well, I was about to touch on that. For sure. I mean, there's this year alone, I've noticed there's quite a few properties either completed or in the hopper. What's What's driving this, do you believe?
I think there are many factors driving it. In part, people are becoming more aware of the option of protecting land through Northumberland Land Trust. We're doing a lot of outreach, and we're just trying to get our name and our service out there. And I think that there's just a real desire as people watch the city encroach Northumberland and they see places that they care about be lost to development. They really are motivated in a really deeply personal way to protect these lands that they've been taking care of for years. So they reach out to us.
So I would say that that's a pretty good problem to have.
It is.
I mean, there's a lot of people approaching you, but I mean, in terms of fundraising, does that present some challenges and difficulties to keep up with the demand?
Yeah, it does, actually. So there's a few different issues that we have to face and obstacles we have to get over. So some of them are just purely staff capacity. We're presently a staff of 2 people and a third one on the way, thankfully. We are supported by a really amazing group of volunteers, and none of this would happen without them. So we are able to do more than what you can imagine 2 staff people accomplishing. But the fundraising aspect is really important because when we take a piece of land on, we're actually legally obligated, we're promising to care for that land into the future in perpetuity. And so we need to make sure that we're setting the financing aside to do that. So it's really important that we build our stewardship endowment fund, because that's how we will fund into the future that care for these properties. So, you know, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of juggling, but we also see the present time as a real window of opportunity to make these acquisitions happen now and make this protection happen now. There's a sense of urgency in this sector, and you know, we just really need to do everything it takes, and we need everybody, the whole community, to keep rallying around this work so that we can continue this amazing work. We got big goals, and we need everybody's help to accomplish them.
And if someone would like to donate to the Northumberland Land Trust, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, go to our website and click the Donate Now button. That's the most direct way. You can directly donate right through our website now. We've changed our process a little bit. So for people who have donated in the past, they might see that it's changed a little bit, but it's all going to the same place. You can still e-transfer to info@nltrust.ca. You can always call us if you have questions about that.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.